Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Chase. How may I help you?
Hey, good morning, Mr. James. My name is Mato Baresic.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm interested what happened with my license for carry license. I am sent at everything December 27. I send everything, fingerprint, picture, and pay, and everything. But I'm interested what happened.
Oh, okay. Let's see. So you've saved, you've completed something on the online.
Yeah, and order number is 1037442.
Okay, thank you for that. And may I ask what would be the first and last name?
Mato, M-A-T-O, B, like boy, B-A-R-E-S-I-C, Baresic.
Okay, all right, thank you for that. Let's see. Okay,
yeah, for my information. Yeah, for my information, he's telling that problem they sent me to end of March, but now it's May. Not send me nothing. No information, no send me license, no nothing.
Okay. I have located here, and for security purposes, can you verify the address for me?
My address?
Yes, sir.
9601. Sparrowhawk. Oh, no, sorry, Kitty Hawk Line.
Mm-hmm.
Apartment 5107, Fort Worth, Texas. Area code 76108.
Okay, all right, thank you for that. So let's see. Yeah, I do see the course there. That was taken on December the 18th for the concealed carry certification. And then
right.
It looks like we got the universal gun holster as well there. With the course, though, the certification, so on the 18th, you should have got, as soon as you finished the course, you would have gotten two emails. One email would have been your receipt email. And it looks like because you have a Gmail there, some Gmail customers I know have seen in the past, when the emails go out, that receipt email goes to the inbox, and then the certificate email that has your actual digital copy of your certificate that you can, you know, download and print off. That goes to your junk or spam folder. But
yeah.
You would have got that the same day. You know, you finished the course. Now the process there, after finishing the course, you would have needed to take that certification along with an application that's also on the same email that comes with your certification. You would need to fill out the application and then mail that off along with your certification to the VSP, the Virginia State Police Department, before January 1st. 2021, because on January 1st, 2021, they changed the law where they no longer accept online certifications for that permit.
Yeah, when I'm sending it in Fort Worth and FedEx, he told me that not problem, that it's not delayed to January 1st, 2021. When I send everything, my information, I send picture, money order, fingerprint, and everything.
Oh, so you've already mailed off your application and your certification?
Yeah, but...
Okay, so if you've already submitted your fingerprint and your money order and everything, then that would have not came back to us. That would have went directly to the Virginia State Police Department. And they would process your application, your certification. You know, that processing time for them, once you mail it off, you know, from the time that you mail it, everything off, and then the time you get your permit back in the mail, processing time can be anywhere between 5 to 6 months.
Oh, 5 to 6 months.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you have my email or you needed my email?
Well, no, if you want to contact the Virginia State Police Department directly, I'm sure you could probably look up. They have a number, I'm sure, but we also have an email address that you would need to email them at.
Okay, when I'm back home, I'm now in Florida. I'm a truck driver, and when I'm back in home, I will check everything.
Okay. Yes, sir. Yeah. Like I said, you could probably just, you know, take Google online. You know, the Virginia State Police Department is who you're needing to contact, because that's the where you submitted your application and your certification to.
Yeah. And what you think that I got the wait till and June when it's not send me and I got contact again with email or. Ida Veto and June. It's been six months.
Right. Yes. Yeah, so, yeah, like I said, that's usually because they had so many applications trying to get in before January the 1st. That kind of backed up the processing time. So, yeah, it usually is around 5 to 6 months now due to that.
Okay. Okay. I be wait. It's not a problem. I be wait till end of June. Then now send me. I be send email data contact again.
Okay. Good deal. All right. Is there anything else I could help with today?
No, it's just for my question. Thank you for information.
Sure. No problem at all. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.
You too, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye.